That's a world famous Chuck Crabb, and here's his buddy in crime, Joe Smith. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. Double C, how are we doing today?
Great pleasure. Always fun to share Fridays.
What do
you
say? It's going to be the 12th year that Billy Hayes has hosted.
That's right. Yep.
Next 12, weekend.
12th straight.
I thought it was getting in double figures.
Yeah. Yep.
That's great. Great partnership.
Oh, it's been a wonderful deal. No question about it.
Yep.
Very profitable all around.
Yep.
And that's the good news. When everybody wins, that's a sign of a good deal, Joe. And everybody kind of won last night from
yep.
the county, 1-2-3, well, T1-3. So that I'm going to guess that doesn't happen very often, but they will have a very short commute to next weekend's final.
Well, we have seen this before, and that's a draw. It happened last year in the sectional championship between the city schools, north and south, but certainly with stakes higher and placement in next week's state championships out at Billy Hayes on the line last night. The Cougars and Panthers drew again. This time, the point total, 117. You toss in a spectacular night from Edgewood, and all three Monroe County squads are headed to the state championships for 2015. Justin Helmer's maroon and gold swept all three relays. Drew Ludwig, a career best, 22-6 in the long jump. Veterans Delvon Wilson won the 200. Malik LaFoon, the high jump at 6-5. The three of them and Garrett Hightank set a new school record in the 400 meters, 43.09. Seven individuals and those relays move on wearing maroon and gold to Billy Hayes next weekend. Meanwhile, Larry Williams, South Panthers, had three regional champs. Senior Peter Voskill lowered his time in the 800 to 156.5. Deacon Voles, the pole vault, as expected, 17 feet. Xavier Martinez won the mile in 4:20. Eight individuals that wear purple and white qualifying for the state. But the effort from Micah Mobley's Edgewood Mustang, short of spectacular. And seniors rose up big time with Levi Byers winning the 100 to back up his sectional championship last week. Austin Smith in the 110 hurdles and Rhett Blake in the 400. Senior Brandon Fleener's third place in the shot put and the two-mile relay also finishing third, which really helped buoy the red and black 61 total points on the board, causing a shift of points, which could have given either city school an outright title last night, but didn't. So we settle as regional co-champs, North and South, and Edgewood on its way to the state as well. Well, out at Winslow, this one was memorable as defending sectional champion South edged North 3-1 in 12 frames to earn a sectional championship spot tonight alongside Shelbyville at 7 o'clock. Sophomore Kinsey Ridge and senior Olivia White, we've talked about them all spring for their teams. They combined for 40 strikeouts, a career best 21 from Ridge, who suffered the disheartening loss. Shortstop Jay Shoes, two-out double. Scored Brooke Reed all the way from first with the go-ahead run at the top of the 12. South tacked on an insurance run. White on the night, fan 19. That was also career high as the Panthers reversed the tables on the Cougs, who earlier beat them in the Battle of the Bypass out at Andy Moore Field earlier this year. Olivia also had four hits from that leadoff spot, an RBI and a run score. Just fantastic. Both sides, one winner. That was South. They'll play tonight to defend its sectional title alongside Shelbyville. While there was triumphant cheers out at Winslow, Mick Hammett's Edgewood Mustangs lost the sectional title last night at home as West Vigo repeated as 3A titleist, 4-3, scoring three in the last of the seventh to escape with the victory. Three walks, the Vikings' lone hit, a two-run double, and a wild pitch into the Mustangs' season at 19-7. Claire Schapker and Nicole Sawyers entered that fateful seventh inning last night, holding West Vigo hitless and holding a 3-1 lead. Tough, tough way to have it all in for Edgewood. Meanwhile, semifinal sectional baseball action tonight out at Cougar Field. South, Phil Klusner's crew, who beat the Columbus East earlier this spring 4-2, hook up with the Olympians, who took out fourth-ranked Columbus North the other night to blow this thing wide open as far as a sectional champ is concerned. These two will play at 6, followed by the Cougars and 15-game winner, East Central, along about 8:15. We'll have an eye on the sky Saturday as Edgewood gets going, hosting at home, trying to repeat as sectional champs alongside Brown County as they take on, actually they will play West Vigo as Edgewood and West Vigo will hook up. The Vikings are having a great year. They're 10th ranked in 3A. They will play at 7, weather permitting, Saturday night, preceded by Brown County and Owen Valley. And, of course, Edgewood sectional game, along with the Bloomington North sectional. The title games go on the line Monday night at 7 o'clock. Sam Kirchival's South Tennis Queens, well, they need to beat Floyd Central in the Jasper Semi-State tomorrow at 10 to move to the state championships. After winning its first regional title in 8 years, they dealt out Columbus North 4-1 earlier in the week. So South, Franklin, and Floyd Central have not played this year, although Bloomington North did shut out Floyd Central 5-0 earlier this spring. Floyd Central did end Borden's unbeaten season 4-1 Wednesday night, winning its regional title. Conference Indiana champ South and North compete Saturday in the Clarksville Providence Invite out on the links. Meanwhile, senior Jonas Carmichael, a fine round 33, won medalist honors over at Salt Creek in Nashville. Edgewood beat Brown County by 13 strokes. First pitch tonight, Reds host Eastern Division leader Washington after a day off and a day before snapping that 9-game losing streak. They'll start hopefully continuing a winning streak tonight and this weekend against the Nats. The weekend finds the Reds entering same. 11.5 down to the Cardinals in the Central. Again, the first pitch tonight on the airwaves at 7:10.
That's it? That's all you got?
Oh, I was up early this morning, boys.
I was going
to
say.
Yeah, had to be for all that.
No point in going to bed last night after all that.
Well,
we have breaking news from Winslow Park. Two other people have been struck out this morning. That takes the total to 42.
Two young ladies are playing it. Well, we know Olivia White has already announced, I believe it's Tennessee Tech. And Kinsey Ridge, it may behoove her to maybe wear cream and crimson one day. Who knows?
Yeah,
who knows?
See.
Get the ice packs out. That's what I know.
Well, let's just hope Olivia, you know, Kinsey was talking about running out of gas. My golly. She is leading the state in strikeouts, by the way, and certainly buoyed and enhanced
that. Is she a sophomore,
Joe? Enhanced that last night. Let's hope Olivia's got her arm left. She's a heck of a competitor and, of course, pitched south to the 4A state championship last year as a junior. Let's hope she has some in the tank for Shelbyville tonight, who's won, I believe, 22 games this spring.
Well, we'll get that arm iced up, and we'll see what happens. And you got the opportunity, and that's all you look for. This time of the year, you got to survive in advance. That's the literal meaning behind it. And we'll talk about Indiana's chances of surviving, advancing in Nashville and the Nashville Regional. It looks like they're going to have some weather to dodge.
I'm hearing you're telling me that. So.
Yeah, we're going to have to pay attention to all that. We'll get caught up in that. And we'll just throw in tonight. We got Reds in the radio, like you mentioned. We'll give away tickets for Sunday's game coming up.
Okay.
Game 7 in the NHL at the Madison Square Garden. Tonight, Rangers and Lightning. So there's plenty of stuff. Blackhawks, Ducks tomorrow night. We'll get caught up at coming back at 8:45.
We'll get some more coffee in us.
That's right. Refills. Joe Smith joins us every Friday morning, 7:45 and 8:45.
In the Vanderbilt Regional down in Nashville, Tennessee, with, yes, one eye on the sky, with weather perhaps playing a role. We'll just have to wait and see. The Hoosiers well remember what happened to them a year ago when Stanford ruined things, denying Indiana a chance to host a Super Regional. That never happened. That row fell in the lap of Vanderbilt on its home field, and they beat Stanford and went on to win the NCAA National Championship. So, this weekend, can this new group of Hoosiers do the spoiling at Hawkins Field in Music City, USA? Hoosiers have certainly the balance, not including Hart, who is 4-0, with a 1.48 ERA pitching the opener today against Radford. Three of the four most experienced pitchers in program history are on this roster, including two of the top three. Ryan Halstead's 104 career appearances are number one, while Luke Harrison is third and Scott Efros fourth. Senior DH Scott Donnelly has been on the big stage before. He leads Indiana with a .325 batting average. Casey Rodriguez certainly has been around the block as the leadoff table setter for the Hoosiers. The Hoosiers have been getting a lot out of center fielder Craig Tiedelo. He is the Indiana hit leader going into the tournament, enjoying an outstanding year. National sixth seed is Illinois, Maryland, Iowa, Big Ten tourney champ Michigan, also set to get action rolling this weekend. A Big Ten record 5 teams in this year's field. And FYI, Indiana is 4-2 against 2015 regional hosts. Just thought I'd throw that in. Maybe that shoe will fit a whole lot better in Nashville this weekend than it did a year ago at the BART. Let's hope so. Well, meanwhile, Steve Peterson's Hoosier Women Rowers out in Sacramento this weekend for the NCAAs. Its second straight appearance, hoping to improve on its 11th place finish a year ago. Competition runs through Sunday. Indiana is the 10th seed in the first Varsity 8 race, 16th in the second Varsity 8, and 16th seed in the first Varsity 4 event. We wish the Hoosier Rowers well. Down in Jacksonville, Florida, at the NCAA Track and Field East Regional Prelims, redshirt sophomore Amanda Benke punched her ticket to the NCAA Championships. Will be starting June 10th out in Eugene, Oregon, finishing 12th in the 10,000 meters, 34-31 her time. Rory Hunter is still alive in the 1,500 meters, finishing 4th in his qualifying heat. And senior Derek Morgan advanced to the quarterfinals this weekend, 400 meters his event, a career best time for Daniel at 46.3 turned in last night down in Jacksonville. Co-regional champions North and South and Edgewood all qualifying for the boys in state high school track and field. The tournament's coming up. The events at Billy Hayes next weekend. What a regional it was last night, especially for the red and black of EHS. Bloomington North and South tying at the top as regional co-champs with 117 points. Defending sectional champion Bloomington South and Shelbyville tonight for the softball title out at Winslow at 7 o'clock after that epic 3-1 12-inning win by Bloomington South last night over Bloomington North. The baseball sectional finals tonight at Cougar Field on the north side, South and Columbus East at 6, followed by the Cougs and 15-game winner East Central at 8:15. The winners then battle Monday for the title. Edgewood looks to defend its sectional title out at Ermal Clark Field in Ellisville Saturday night at 7 against 10th-ranked 3A West Vigo in one semifinal. Owen Valley Brown County at 4. That title also decided next Monday night out at EHS. And sectional regional champion Bloomington South, Floyd Central, the opponent 10 o'clock tomorrow in the Jasper Semi-State. Panthers of Sam Kercheval needing a win to advance to the girls tennis state championships next weekend. The Washington Nats, the opponent, they move into the Great American Ballpark as the Kings, with that one-game winning streak now after losing 9 in a row, hosting the Nats this weekend. We'll have the first pitch tonight, 7:10, here on the airwaves.
All right, Smitty, busy, busy times. We appreciate your time this morning. We've got Game 7 in hockey tonight. The world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden, will host the Rangers and Tampa Bay. Tomorrow night is the Blackhawks and Ducks from Anaheim. So
that's
those,
the important one.
There's a Blackhawk fan in the booth.
Uh-oh.
So we know who our Stanley Cup participants will be. If you're wondering where the NBA has gone, well, next Thursday we'll start the NBA Finals. Again, I remarked I like that they give them a week to get rested, even though both of them, they could have started it, I don't know, Sunday or Monday.
Yeah.
And everybody gets a little bit of a break there. The Reds, come on, let's get them fired up, Joe. We got to get
them. You said they're going to go on a
winning streak. They're going to start tonight.
Please me no end. Hey, I do want to make note that the Cutters do open into the new league. That is Saturday night.
Edgewood.
Published as Friday night. It is Saturday night out at Edgewood at the Mustang Corral. 7 o'clock they'll be hosting and kicking off their new league, the IFL, the Extreme from Louisville coming in. They won it a couple of years ago, and that will be the opponent for Aaron Sauter's crew. Admission is $6. So, again, the Cutters opening up in the Minor League Football Alliance. Game number one, Saturday night, Edgewood kickoff, 7 o'clock.
Check your social media for that as well because of the weather we have forecasted. That could be difficult.
CuttersFootball.org for any updates there.
Good stuff. And to let you know, Mike Miller from the Herald Times, Radford, Indiana's opponent this afternoon, will be without their top hitter this weekend. Josh Gardner was left off the travel roster. He has a fractured kneecap for Radford, so I don't want to say that's good or bad because you got his next man up and step up, but I wouldn't mind them not having him play, and he's not going to be there, so that's
Well, Indiana, we'll see how they do. They've been kind of mediocre. We'll see how they do against Michael Boyle. He's a left-hander as well, like Kyle. And he's been throwing BBs. And Indiana has had its struggle against southpaw. So that being said, with their offense shackled a little, we'll see if they're pitching in defense. Well, certainly, Glass, you know, is going to be so key. Indiana can't get sloppy like it did against Maryland.
Can't have five-out innings. You can't
cannot,
walk the ballpark.
No, you can't give them extra outs. We're all 0-0 now, so no extra outs. And we'll see what we can do against the Highlanders left-hander later today.